Thank you.
Hello. Check, check. Yep. All right. Hello, everyone. Pola, how's your relationship with your boyfriend? Microfono.
Sustainable, yes.
Okay, sustainable.
And you?
My relationship is great. It's amazing. I learned so much from my girlfriend. She helps me make sure I'm healthy. She takes care of me. I take care of her. And we're learning together and we're growing together and we're just living a life of abundance. We're so grateful. I'm so grateful. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. I like it. Continue.
Thank you. So we're going to be talking today about sustainability towards regeneration. So please stay with us because we can go a little deep. And again, what we are sharing today is what we are living. And then we invite you also to do your own investigations, your own research in terms of what we are talking about today. So I'm going to start. Okay. Okay, so what is culture? This is a deep topic, and basically, culture is what makes us today. We also create culture. So here it says, culture refers to shared patterns of behaviors, habits, values, beliefs, arts, science, language, and overall social practices that characterizes a group of people in society by region, country, or land. And over time, it may become a tradition. So now going towards what makes culture, I want to ask ourselves this deep question, which somehow is not here. Okay, so what it is who are you? And for 30 seconds, if you have someone next to you, and if you don't have anybody, ask yourself, who am I? If you, 30 seconds, look to your partner right on your right or on your left and say, who are you? Please do that 30 seconds right now. Say, who are you right there? If you're on watching online, please, if you have someone in with you, also do the same. Who are you? Or ask yourself, who am I? We got 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. We can go deep on that. So let's move forward on the next question is, what makes you who you are? What makes you who you are? What's that unique one single thing that is separate from everybody else that makes you who you are, that identifies you, that's so unique to yourself? 30 seconds on that question. Go ahead. If you already answered, make that question for the other person to answer. What's that unique little thing, that one thing that separates you from everybody else? Five, four, three, two, one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. It's okay if we didn't go that deep and we didn't get to know each other, but these questions are very special because we really reevaluate who am I. If I am Yoshi Pantera, that's not really who I am. That's a name that identifies me right now. That's my real name. I also have a legal name, but it doesn't identify me. So what we want to see here is that we move forward to the next slide right here, and I want to share what is culture. And check this out. Daily actions and decisions or habits make you who you are. So your decisions and actions of our everyday life make you who you are. You might want to go further into that and over time. Then we have thus, over time around those decisions and actions, our surrounding reality is based on how humans choose to live our lives. So basically, we have created our entire reality in our planet based on who we are. And furthermore, we want to, there's another slide after this that somehow disappeared. We want to understand that culture has been created by us, by the decisions and actions that we have done. So we are from Ecuador, so our culture gives us some type of identity. Based on our surroundings when we grow up, our culture has gave us identity. Yet, when we let that surrounding environment take over who we are, we kind of lose our essence of our individual self. And maybe I should change mic, right?
Yeah. So check this out. So our surrounding environment has been influencing who we are so much that we have lost our essence. So that message here and understanding is that we also have our really unique identity that we can choose how our culture we want it to be. I can choose how I can create my own way of dressing myself, the music that I want to move forward to creating a new culture, the food, creating new types of food for a new type of culture. Not necessarily saying that the culture before was bad, but the way that we can relate towards, we can create culture as well as a culture can influence us. So that's the message here, that we want to be aware where we can participate on both. Environment influences us, and also we influence the environment. Okay, so that's the main thing here. Now, because of this, we find ourselves right in the middle of sustainability, is the middle between degenerative cultures and regenerative cultures. Okay, if we said, okay, how's your relationship, Baba? Sustainable. Is not going too much anywhere. We're just sustaining ourselves on our feet, maintaining ourselves okay, not making it worse, not making it better too much either. So if we check out this amazing guy, his name is Daniel Wall. He wrote a book on design regenerative cultures. He can describe very nicely how we have lived in a degenerative lifestyle, and yet we are participating in a sustainable lifestyle without moving towards regeneration. Regeneration, what really means is to restore, to revitalize life. Yet, based on the reality we live in, is based on the decisions and actions that we have in our everyday life.
Y la estrategia de este nuevo orden mundial es justo la sustentabilidad.
Exactly. By the way, this is in Spanglish. And since we are in whole this world of elites and technocratic systems and all this, they can manipulate our mindset in a way that keeps us in the sustainable understanding of things. Climate change and all this illusion that makes us think we're in the right direction, yet using this understanding for us to maintain us limited towards a real regeneration of life. So that's something to observe, and that our other speakers have deepen that topic. Y vaya, Arma.
Sí, y esto es Spanglish, así que vamos ahí con esta parte de que para vivir la regeneración, primero tenemos que cambiar todo nuestro pensamiento, porque estamos muy sesgados, limitados, llevados por la razón. Entonces, la nueva propuesta para entender la regeneración es el pensamiento holístico, sistémico, donde nos sentimos parte de un todo, está conectado, hay bidireccionalidad, comunicación en diferentes sistemas, nuestra visión, perspectiva se amplía para entender la multidiversidad, interculturalidad, pluriculturalidad, y es ahí en esa diversidad donde se puede crear más vida. Entonces, en este pensamiento sistémico, si pueden ver la gráfica, nos indica que tenemos muchos puntos de referencia para poder estar en abundancia, como la colaboración, el dejar de hacer las cosas solos, y independientes es importante, pero también interdependientes, saber que tenemos nuestra autonomía, pero desde ese poder autonomía podemos colaborar con el resto, y preguntas que nos ayudan a ver si tenemos este pensamiento holístico, sistémico, es saber qué rol cumplo yo en este mundo, cuál es mi poder, estoy realmente empoderado, sé quién soy, y otro es qué patrones estoy repitiendo en este ciclo de vida. Eso es importante cuando estamos viviendo de forma holística, sistémica. Y la permacultura, pues, fue esta ciencia del diseño de ecosistemas que recogió todo este pensamiento sistémico holístico y lo sistematizó, dándonos todas las alternativas para abastecer nuestras necesidades desde la política, economía, tecnología, educación. Y lo importante es que pone las éticas como centro. En este mundo de la permacultura, lo importante es que cumplamos el ciclo cerrado, donde todo lo que nosotros estamos sacando de la tierra, también lo devolvamos. Preguntas para saber si estamos viviendo o practicando la regeneración o la permacultura es, ¿dónde van nuestros residuos, los desechos que generamos? Y otra es, ¿qué capacidades tenemos que nos hacen autosuficientes? Y con esas capacidades, ¿cómo estamos aportando a nuestra familia, a nuestra comunidad? Y sí, es bastante grande este mundo de la permacultura y del pensamiento sistémico. Pero todo parte desde adentro, desde uno mismo. Y esa es la permacultura 00, porque si no, no podríamos hacer ningún cambio. Entonces, ahí nosotros tenemos que convertirnos en magos, en maestros, para poder transformar todas esas emociones que nos albergan y nos distraen. Por eso, el pensamiento alquímico, que ya es una sabiduría de pueblos orientales y también de aquí, de las tierras de América, es ser capaces de autoobservarnos constantemente y transformar aquellas cosas que nos quitan energía. Unas preguntas que por ahí no están. Eres, sí, ¿cuánto tiempo yo me tardo en transformar una emoción negativa? Volvernos observadores de cómo estamos gestionando nuestra energía corporal, la bioenergía.
Yeah, thank you, mama. So,
y me falta una lámina, pero yeah. Es el que recuperamos nuestro poder como personas naturales. Entonces, en este paradigma unimos la cultura con la biomímesis, que significa imitar a la naturaleza. Ella ya tiene toda la inteligencia, la capacidad de organizar, solo tenemos que seguir esos patrones que nos da la naturaleza. Y en esta biomímesis también podemos organizarnos comunitariamente, solo hay que observar a las abejas, a cómo funcionan las hormigas y podemos tener buenos ejemplos de cómo organizarnos socialmente.
Thank you. Fortunately, our slides are really not there. But we did study, so we're going to manifest our message here. And okay. So it's also integrated in us. So basically, with all this said about what culture is, who we are, and how we are influenced by our surrounding, and how we can influence our culture as well, we want to invite everyone in the world to take further action to really change our world. And that is from our habits, our decisions and actions that help regenerate life. Then this question is, how am I, what is that one thing that I'm taking action that helps create more life within harmony? What is that one thing today, or at least once a week, that I can do to create more life in harmony? So if we observe nature and the systems of all the elements, each of them relate to each other and help create that life. So how are humans participating in this? Now, to take real action, all of it is real, of course. Recycling is great, yeah, sustainable. There is composting, it's awesome because we're participating in the cycles of life. Now let's do garden composting with a community. Growing our own food is awesome. How can we take this further in a way that really impacts the world as well, where we can connect with a lot of communities, eco-villages from around the world that already exist? There's hundreds, there's thousands of communities around the world taking really awesome action. So that's where it comes to economy. So economy is important because we exchange our goods and services. And if we create our own coin, separate from crypto, separate from all of this, we can create our own system of economy. We can really impact a better world because we don't depend on governments, we don't depend on banks, we don't depend on all these corporate systems. And we can really thrive in a good economy where all of us are growing without leaving anybody behind. So in Ecuador in 2020, a new coin has flourished. It's called Muyu. It's Quechua for seeds. And now in Ecuador, we wanted it to do this in 2014 with a couple of friends, but nobody was interested in it. We did a few calls and nobody was interested. 2020 hit, whoa, we had a bunch of people. And now we created a coin. There's 155 people exchanging goods and services with this app, separate from other systems, no, like third parties. And it's great. There's 155 transactions a week with 70,000 muyus, which we can represent as dollars, transacting. You can get goods, foods and services, produce. You can go to a mechanic that takes it. You can go to a dentist. You can take your kids to unschooling and have your own teachers and pay with muyus. And all this is amazing. And that's a big step for not to depend on these other government systems and banks and all that. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. So that's since 2020. It's 4 years now, and it keeps working. Every Sunday, we meet online, and we make this happen, and we exchange goods and services. We also have a monthly market, too. Thank you, brother. So in this sense, we can take this even further, where there is a global economic way of doing things with other countries, because we can't depend on just the Ecuador coin just doing our thing. We can do globally exchanging goods and services and all this with other countries. So now there's a coin called Seeds, and if I have my slide, I can show it to you. We have even a video there. I don't know if... Yeah, let's do that video. I want to share this video. For this.
Sanga is a shopkeeper in Africa. She owns a well and... Sanga is a shopkeeper in Africa. She owns a well and sells water to her many neighbors every day in order to care for her children. But her neighbors don't have money to buy water. During crisis times, she cannot afford to pay for food, medicine, or school fees. Why do economic downturns and crisis have such a devastating effect on local markets? Each one of Sangha's neighbors have something important to offer that other members of the community want and need. They are babysitters, farmers, nurses, cooks, teachers, tailors, shopkeepers, carpenters, and so on. During a crisis, each one of these neighbors still has goods and services to offer each other, yet they don't have the money to purchase from each other. There is a new solution called Local Community Inclusion Currencies. Sangha joins a network of farmers, teachers, and small businesses that are trying to create a stable marketplace by trading their goods and services amongst themselves. The network pools their resources as well as donor assistance from local and international programs into the Community Commons Funds. These funds are leveraged to create and back digital local community currencies, NFTs, credits, and Gaia tokens. Sangha receives these tokens, credits, or even shares of the community funds. Now she can meet her integral needs by trading them with other community members using her simple phone. Gaia community currencies, NFTs, and tokens are securely and transparently created on the blockchain backed by the global community goods and services, as well as national currency to increase the amount of locally available credit. Sangha can now use her Global Impact tokens to purchase nutritious food for her family from a local farmer. The farmer can now pay a bicycle operator to carry his wheat to the market. The bicycle operator can now pay for his daughter's nursery school fees, and the school teacher can get water from Sangha, finishing a full cycle of trade even during a crisis or poor market conditions. With Gaia tokens flowing through the ecosystem, trade increases and the market stabilizes, Sangha's basic needs are now taken care of, even for her personal growth and recreation. People like Sangha, who have limited resources, can come together to trade with their local tokens, even in other places around the world, and can put their fiat currency into the Global Commons funds for producing goods and services and build in their local economies and then buy them with their tokens. That is how Global Impact funds and tokens complement with fiat currencies. Gaia Impact Hub can use economic data to better understand local economies and support communities by funding community funds. Local Initiative and Gaia Commons give people simple but powerful tools for managing their resources to create healthy abundance and shared prosperity, and to live a meaningful life in harmony with all our relations in common unity.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much. So these are our brothers that have been working so hard for many years. My brother Felipe Leaz, I'm sure he's watching. Thank you so much, brother. We've been connecting a lot to make things happen. So the thing here is that how we can take these elements of life, basic ones, and how we can exchange without competition, and then we can thrive together with love and abundance for everybody, nobody left behind. So with this said, we kind of got back our slides, so that's awesome. Thank you, brother. And so regenerative culture is basically a slightly different perspective of permaculture, where we take all our basic needs and we reevaluate them to really change from our economic system, how our businesses work. Are there conscious businesses doing really things that make the whole system difference and help regenerate the governance system with sociocracy and education system, on schooling and all the beautiful stuff, the health system, as you know, because I know everybody's here aligned and aware of what's happening with all these systems. And then with what Paula was sharing as well. And here, I'm gonna let her go with this really quick, about our food sovereignty.
Mm-hmm, porque Primero tenemos que diseñar el territorio interno. Y para que todas estas hermosas ideas fluyan, necesitamos tener el cuerpo limpio. Tenemos que recuperar nuestro poder, soberanía desde adentro. Por eso la alimentación es el primer acto político que tiene que transformarse. Ese es el mayor acto de gran impacto donde podemos decir si somos regenerativos o degenerativos. Y aquí tengo una pirámide que realmente está al revés. La base debería ser el sol. ¿Ustedes recuerdan la pirámide tradicional que te dice que primero son los carbohidratos, luego las proteínas y al final le ponen a las vegetales? Bueno, en esta nueva pirámide alimenticia recuperamos nuestra autonomía. Es que tenemos un cuerpo súper poderoso que no necesita realmente mucho para sobrevivir. Lo que sí necesitamos de base es sol, energía solar para que todo nuestro sistema hormonal funcione. Agua de buena calidad, aire limpio para respirar y tiempo para meditar y hacer las diferentes alquimias mentales que necesitamos transformar. Y luego muchos vegetales crudos, frutas y finalmente necesitamos un poco de proteínas y carbohidratos, pero ustedes lo pueden comprobar. Una semana comiendo crudo, frutas, vegetales, y luego una semana comiendo carbohidratos y van a ver la diferencia. Y ahí me cuentan, porque esto es muy práctico. Entonces, para realmente hacer cambios sustanciales, tenemos que empezar cambiando nuestros hábitos alimenticios. Y eso tiene que ver con el diseño natural, volvernos salvajes, seres que están en torno a la armonía de la naturaleza, hombres y mujeres que se conectan con su intuición, con su instinto, que saben cuándo vivir y cuándo tienen que dejar morir algo. Pueden leer el libro de Pinkola Estés, que se llama Mujeres que corren con lobos, y ella explica mucho sobre este pensamiento natural que tiene que ver con el volver a la tierra y al equilibrio donde todos los seres importan. Ya no es homocéntrico, sino que en el centro está la vida. Y ahí podemos decir que se trata de un bioverso. Si todos volvemos al equilibrio, entonces, pues es más fácil vivir esa vida regenerativa que queremos. Y las comunidades ancestrales ya lo sabían. Este es un símbolo que está presente en todas partes del mundo, desde la India al norte de Estados Unidos y muy al sur incluso. En nuestra cultura se llama Chacana y representa el movimiento del cosmos, pero también representa los órdenes sociales. Aquí podemos ver el Aini, que en nuestra cultura significa el trabajo colaborativo. La Minga es hacer algo en comunidad. Y también la Mita, que es cuando uno se siente empoderado en un rol, lo lleva con total placer y entonces no trabajas, porque trabajar significa someterse, sino que tragozas, es una opción de palabra, lo haces desde la felicidad porque no estás siendo presionado por un sistema. En esta chacana encontramos organización política, social, los valores, las éticas, cómo se relaciona la mujer con el hombre, la relación que existe entre el mundo invisible, el mundo interno y el mundo de las sombras. Y sería todo un curso explicar toda la chacana, pero les invito a investigar más sobre la chacana.
Thank you, hermana, mami, amor. Hey, so taking what Paula is mentioning about starting with the self, starting with understanding of food and our bodies and food sovereignty, and also the cycles of life with the chacana, we want to take this further into greater action, like we were mentioning about economy. So economy, again, we want to understand as relationships with each other and how we can all thrive together and what we mentioned. And this is about the Muyu coin that I was talking about that we didn't have the slides before. We got 155 members, three brighter regions, which is great. It's also in Quito. It's also in different parts of the Andes region. And yeah, it's an amazing project. Now this one is seeds, which also seeds. Muyu is seeds in Quechua, this one is seeds. These are popping out without knowing each other, right? And we also have a seeds retreat. We didn't even know about them before. And they're also practicing this regenerative culture understanding. So with this said, we're collaborating now to take this further. And how are we collaborating with the video we just saw? Of course, that's the first understanding, educating ourselves. Maybe we didn't understand the video that much, but it really, learning about the first parts is great, and then integrate it takes a little bit of time. And this is what the action that we're taking right now with our communities. So basically, we're doing an assembly of tribes. What does that mean? We have created a regenerative culture community in Florida. Saludos, familia, allá, yo sé que están viendo. And what's happening here is called Wild Seeds of the Sun tribe. And we're also joining forces with Shimbala. And it's a healing tribe about all the ways of healing, which is an amazing. And Ananda Eco Village is a project which over 1,000 acres of land that's amazing, just beautiful vision that's happening right there. Now, that we know that we exist, and of course we know there's other dozens of tribes in, or communities in Florida, how can we exchange goods and services between each other? Because we can say, oh yes, I'm practicing healing and yoga and all these regenerative stuff, but it stays in a bubble, somehow limited, somehow that we're not really finding ways how to create an effort where we can really make a big impact and not depend on all these huge systems that controls us. So with these tribes, is we're creating meetings where we can specifically start by creating a food system, meaning that we don't have to buy in Walmart anymore. We don't have to buy in these supermarkets anymore. We don't have to depend on these food systems to feed us, to keep us alive. So within the communities, we can create exchanges starting with our food. So we're already meeting and we're finding ways how to organize using sociocracy, how to make decisions together, and really understanding how the self and the ego can be put aside, our differences aside for a second, really go for something that's greater than us. Okay, so that's what we're doing right now. It's happening. Our next, in March 2024, we're doing our first course of how to create your own coin or how to exchange goods and services with our economic system. Taking this a little bit further, we got regenerative technology that, if, like I said, we're doing great things about within ourselves, how can we take this further where it's just not doing healing for ourselves and yoga and eating great, but we can compost, we can do something of creating our own garden, we can create our system with a community, we can start our own renewable energy, our own biocombustible, our own transportation system, our own phones. Give it up for Above Phone. We're doing pre-search it. Yeah. So if you're talking about AI, there's AI that are more conscious, like cloud AI. That's pretty cool. We got CryptPad. We got so many ways to transform our habits, again, to regeneration. So that's really important, really big. So taking all this that we've just observe about ourselves and our communities, how can we take the first step? How can we accelerate the process of already knowing this? We're learning and this is great, this is beautiful, but how can we take the action if my habits are so stuck in me from my family, from my culture, they're stuck and I can't change that, it's just so difficult, I'm so addicted, what can I do? I need to heal, I need to take ayahuasca, I need to take all kinds of stuff for me to change. How can I do this? So, We're creating retreats. We're creating retreats to help accelerate the process of just learning how to be community, how to share with each other, how to love each other, how to communicate, how to make decisions together, how to share food, how to cook, how to build something together. And we don't necessarily need these strong medicines, but they do help. But we just by being with community is just so powerful. And we're not perfect in anything, but that's why we're here, to see each other who we really are. Because we can't see ourselves for the bad habits that we have. But if we're together, we can help each other see that. And that's why it's so important to understand what community power is and culture is to really change the world. All technology is great to change the world. That's awesome. All everything is awesome that's being created right now. But our habits are essential to who we are and who we want to be to really make the change. So in Ecuador, we started in 2014. The seeds is a one-day experience. How would it be for one day to really live the life that we want to live for one day? Then we did 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 7 days. Now we did 21 days 2 years ago. That was intense. We were in the Amazon jungle for 7 days, 7 days in the Andes, 7 days in the coast, living and co-living with the local and interculturality communities. It's powerful. Little kids, indigenous with the city kids, elders 80 years old from Europe with elders from the indigenous cultures. This is intense, beautifully intense. And we might not like each other, but that's okay. It's because we don't know how to love. We have a heart, but we have not learned how to use our love, our heart. So that's what's happening. We have the regenerative culture principles. ¿Quieres decir algo de los principios?
Todos estos principios los fuimos armando desde las experiencias comunitarias que tuvimos. No es inventado teóricamente, es que lo hemos puesto en práctica, lo hemos observado y aquí están y se recogen desde experiencias ya muy grandes como el ¿cómo se llama este? Festival muy grande que el Burnimen, sí, ahí nos muestran cómo se puede crear una ciudad en 7 días y hemos recogido unos principios de ahí, pero también de las culturas ancestrales como la interculturalidad, el AINI, que es la economía colaborativa. Y algo muy especial que hemos aumentado es la celebración, porque si no hay celebración, no es regenerativo, si no hay diversión, no hay regeneración. Entonces, bueno, hemos puesto en práctica todos estos principios y han funcionado muy bien. Les invito también a practicarlos, si quieren ahí.
So check out our principles, like she's saying, that we have been practicing it and we have accumulated different principles from different projects, communities, events, festivals, also retreats that we also implemented our own and kind of really practice it. It's really beautiful, so you can check that out. We can talk about it a little bit later. And this is our regenerative culture and community in Florida. Thank you so much. We've been meeting every Friday since March, and this is really important because the consistency of seeing each other in present moment, not online, in present moment, physically hugging each other, loving each other, crying each other, is so important. So the more we see each other every day, we can make this happen. So this started up every Friday. Thank you so much for applauding. I really appreciate this because it's coming from our heart. Thank you, brothers. So what's happening is that we're seeing each other every Friday. Then within the community, without doing anything, they start goods and services exchange. Awesome. And then they start organizing their own events, Tuesday, Wednesdays, Thursdays. Now we see each other almost every week. Wow. Basically, we're living the life and we don't even have a land yet. We're living community, we're exchanging, we're living love and abundance and helping each other and regenerating our consciousness in so many ways. So that's awesome. And this is important because our actions and our decisions come into how our goods and services go about. So we created our projects. We quit our jobs. 2013, I quit my job. I used to live in California, crazy stuff. Now, training the retreats with the Seeds Retreats. Tropicana is an amazing event with tropical based music, electronic, to the point where no liquor, no trash. It's little things like that make a difference. Flora plant based cuisine we created in 2016, organic plant based food directly from the farmers, zero waste, and all these beautiful principles that help understand that regenerative business is possible. And Sikwanga Eco Village, which we started with our local indigenous community in 2014-15 as well, with creating an eco village. We actually have a situation there which we need help getting funds to get the land with the indigenous community because they're coming hard with extraction and big companies getting the land and producing whatever they want to produce to do a big exportation. So we need help in raising funds for that. We're talking about 100 acres of land for $70,000, which is really affordable. So let's make that happen together. Thank you, brother. We're done. Almost. How many? 5 minutes? Okay, how much we have? 5? All right, thank you. So yeah, we got a website in Regenerative Culture coming soon. We got the Regenerative Culture podcast. We got the Regenerative Culture design course coming this winter 2024. And this is what our movement is all about. We got Regenerative Culture retreats, community projects, economic system coming up in March. The podcast, like I said, the website, Regenerative Culture design. Thank you so much, everyone. We're going to launch a Regenerative Culture documentary soon, and we need your support.
Have you ever imagined a new humanity, a new world, a new reality? As we imagine, we create. Imagine living with nature. Imagine deep relationships. Imagine health and abundance. Imagine yourself being. Are you connected to all life? Are you cosmic connected? Are you connected to yourself? And if so, have you asked, why do we exist? Ask the questions that you need to improve yourself, find your potential, and believe in these self. Selfishness is gone, egocentric decisions go wrong. With holistic systems approach, even roaches are loved. Understanding your intuition is a mission to learn to decide. With the right mind, bodies, and souls, goals can be accomplished with ease, and life will evolve with love. Without fear, tears of happiness comes with years. A working this self with help, we become peers. A spiritual movement, a being's enlightened. When connected to the essence of life, we thrive. Despite the mind that doesn't want to be kind, we stand up and look around. We ground to Mother Nature. We nurture profound like fathers and mothers, while others bother the system, but rather manage to create a world of love without hate. Hey, mate, gatekeeper of consciousness, who wants a new reality, vitality, away from our brutality, insanity, vanity. Let's transcend duality and live together in harmony. Look at the bright side, because we are the light. By knowing what's wrong and what's right, we might become tight to gain again sight for a new world and a new life. We could create a new reality. We could create a new reality, yeah. We could create a new reality. We could create a new reality, yeah. We could create a new reality for future generations. By regenerating the self, regenerating relationships, regenerating culture, regenerating life. Coming soon, a Regenerative Culture documentary, Seeds, Transcendence.
A little room for one question, two questions. One question, ma'am. Yes, thank you so much. I need help to set that up.
Just one question. His land's in Florida, but he said they've got 100.
Huh? Well, I'm in Ecuador and Florida. We're doing projects on both sides.
Where is the 100 acres?
The land is in Ecuador in the jungle and the Amazon.
Well, still.
Yeah.
You've got 100 acres for $70,000. My calculator says that's $700 per acre, sell 100 shares.
Yeah, definitely. I'm asking for help to set that up. I really appreciate that. If we can help that, make that happen, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. That's it. What? All right, thank you very much, everyone. I really appreciate you. Please connect. Our last slide right here is, can I show that last slide? If you have your phone with you, please check out this QR code. Send me a message right now if you want to talk for more. If you're on your computer, please take a screenshot. If you're on your phone, and send me a message if you want to connect with us right now or whenever you can, so we can make some magic happen together. Thank you so much. ¿Algo más que quiere decir, Babi?
Que descolonicemos el estómago. Que saquemos todos esos parásitos que están adentro, limpiemos y ahí sí van a fluir las ideas. Yeah.
Gracias, amor. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. I appreciate you. I love you all. I love myself. I love mi amor. Thank you, brothers.
In In 2020, as the World Economic Forum announced their vision of a Great Reset for humanity, the Freedom Cell Network responded by launching the Greater Reset, a five-day worldwide activation focused on inspiring the people of the world to build an alternative vision for 2030 and beyond.
Our vision is one that respects individual liberty, decentralization, localization, and people-powered solutions over technocratic control.
Our first activation launched in January 2021 as hundreds gathered in Texas and Mexico and thousands tuned in online at the height of lockdowns. The Freedom Cell Network gathered once again in May 2021 for the Greater Reset expansion as we broaden the horizons of our movement.
In January 2022 and January 2023, we returned with integration and co-creation, rooting ourselves deeper by integrating the vast knowledge being shared and setting our intentions on co-creating the 2030 of our dreams.
Now, the Freedom Cell Network once again presents the Greater Reset 5 Manifestation in Morelia, Mexico, from January 17 through the 21st, 2024.
Join us for 5 days of community, solutions, celebration, music, education, and liberation. The Greater Reset 5 will include more than 40 top-notch speakers from around the world, live music from our conscious community, hands-on workshops, kids and family activities, and whatever else you can dream up.
Join us in Morelia in January 2024 so we can collaborate and build the parallel systems of the future. Join us for the next evolution of the Greater Reset Activation. Join us for the People's Resets.
Visit thegreaterreset.org to learn more.